Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please give me a couple of moments to just let you know what's newly posted and what you can find in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co. So every week I post three new podcasts. One is the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast, which can be on anything. So recently I've been talked about, you name it, certainly Catholic literary figures like Tolkien, Shakespeare, Chesterton, all the usual favourites. But this week, actually, I'm talking about Catholic social teaching, an understanding of economics and politics rooted in a Catholic understanding of anthropology and of economics and politics, particularly as made manifest in the encyclicals of Leo XIII and Pius XI, in the writings of G.K. Chesterton and Hilaire Belloc, and especially in the writing of the convert to Catholicism, E.F. Schumacher, in his book Small is Beautiful, and how that inspired me to write my book Small is Still Beautiful, Economics as if Families Mattered. And so that was the subject of the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast, giving, if you like, the context for the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast, another podcast posted this week. And at present, in the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast, we are going through my own books from the first to the most recent, going through chronologically. So we began with my first book by reading from a chapter of my book, The Biography of G.K. Chesterton, Wisdom and Innocence, A Life of G.K. Chesterton. And we're working our way through. So we've read from my books on Tolkien, on Oscar Wilde, on Alexander Solzhenitsyn, from my book Literary Converts and others. But this week we've got actually up to my book, Small is Still Beautiful, Economics as if Families Mattered. So having given the context for the Catholic social teaching which inspires and informs that book in the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast, in the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast, I read about the first half of the chapter entitled Making Democracy Democratic, because certainly democracy is not very democratic in the so-called democracies in which we find ourselves these days. And then the third podcast this week is the Poem of the Week podcast. It's actually Poems of the Week. We nearly always, unless it's a very long poem, read more than one. And for the last several weeks, we've been doing a countdown of the Britain's favourite poems in accordance with the BBC poll carried out in the 1990s, the top 100. And we're counting down, and this week we've counted down from number 45 to number 41. And what we've actually read and discussed this week are The Delightful The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear, and The Journey of the Magi by T.S. Eliot, High Flight and Airman's Ecstasy by John Gillespie McGee, and then Home Thoughts from Abroad by Robert Browning, and finally Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Five great poems which I've read and talked about, from The Levitas of The Journey of the Magi to The Gravitas, from The Levitas of The Owl and the Pussycat to The Gravitas of Journey of the Magi. And certainly some of these are some of my favourite poems. So do join me to listen to those three podcasts. And also every week in the sanctum, I write a Lady Dale diary, just what I'm up to in work, what I'm writing, editing, my travels to speak, my teaching online, and also my home life with my wonderful wife and two children. So do join me in the inner sanctum. Amongst other things, you can find there are 45 part series, a lecture series on Tolkien and Lewis. So and also we've read the whole of Hilaire Belloc's The Path to Rome, talked about all sorts of things in the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast and elsewhere. So there's so much. Now I imagine dozens of hours of content awaiting you in the archives of the Inner Sanctum. And every week I add to those archives three new podcasts and a new essay for the Lady Dale Diary. So please do think, consider joining me in the Inner Sanctum, supporting me, my family, and my work. Again, go to jpierce.co for more details. Thank you very much. Goodbye and God bless.